With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Looking Through Liverpool's Transfer Window Pane by Andy Wales. The transfer window is not even officially open yet. It's only on the latch. But already I feel like closing that window, locking it, throwing away the key and drawing the curtains. Then I can lie in a darkened room, wrap myself in a duvet and eat chocolates as I watch footage of seasons past when we lived in simpler times. Back then, there might have been the odd story in the papers, but usually the first we heard of any deal was the player being pictured signing their contract. In today's world of instantaneous media that reaches every inch of the globe, keeping deals secret is nigh on impossible. Between the fans' thirst for information and the journalists' desire to be the first to break the story, every conceivable rumour, whether it be fact or fiction, is out there at the behest of the masses. Social media has seen the rise of the term ITK, those claiming to have inside knowledge and sharing it. Some are genuine, some not so. Some share simply to share, others for attention and followers. It's all part of how football and its fans have moved on from traditional platforms of communication and information. In the early days of Twitter, it was fresh and exciting that the news was happening now, right in front of your eyes. Newspapers and even the likes of Sky Sports News suddenly lost their grip on fans' access to news, rumours and inside stories. Instead, fans could access it all from their own selected contacts online, instantly and at the touch of a finger. Saturation and media outlets changing their approach to targeting clicks has seen that excitement evaporate to the point where, quite frankly, it can be a chore at times. It now requires periodical purges of who you follow in order to maintain sanity in the bionic Twitter sphere. As the saying goes, there's good and bad in everything. Twitter is no different. And for all the nutjobs on there like President Tango, those seemingly trying to incite religious warfare like it's the 18th century, and football fans with single-digit levels of IQ, thankfully there's also plenty of funny, intelligent and insightful people out there, ready to interact and discuss topics rationally. Unfortunately, the transfer window can bring out the worst in even the usually sensible fans. It seems to be a daily occurrence that people lose their shit because Liverpool have not achieved their quota of new signings yet, and rival clubs are announcing new players on a daily basis. For some, the fury is too much, and they feel the need to resort to sending abusive messages to John Henry's wife. Like that will make all the difference, because Southampton and Roma have just been waiting for the call from Linda, folks. It's shithousery of the lowest order. In between Mo Salah being confirmed and then not confirmed at least four times a day, the same people who complain Liverpool don't spend enough money will then moan that any player that was signed was too expensive. Of course, not everyone is an irrational ball of fume, and the PR disaster that was the very public pursuit of Virgil van Dijk has not helped the perception of Liverpool's business this summer. Irrespective of exactly what happened, why and who was to blame for it all being played out in the public eye, it was an embarrassing debacle, hopefully one that those involved in Liverpool's transfers can learn from. From the outside, it seems that the cards need to be a little closer to the chest as once they were. I'd love to see more deals like the Roberto Firmino one, not only for the quality of the player, but also for how little was known about the deal until it was announced. No weeks of speculation, no endless rumours about what stage the deal was at or the money involved, just a photo and a club statement. Beautiful. So this isn't a finger-pointing exercise, looking to lay unsubstantiated blame upon individuals within the club or people on Twitter passing on information they probably shouldn't have been given in the first place. Instead, this is a plea for the club to act smarter and starve us of information. Don't worry, we will survive. This is also a plea for us, the fans, to be maybe not quite so emotionally fragile at every tidbit of speculation and learn to breathe deeply and let things play out more before venting our spleen. And leave the impulsive cringe tweeting to that American fella with the dodgy hair. So a peculiar thing happened just before I decided to read out this piece by Andy this evening and get it prepped and edited and all that kind of thing. And it was a curiosity that came across me about, I wonder how many shows I've done now at this stage of AI Audible. So I decided to have a little look around. I texted Gags. Gags wasn't really 100% sure. I sort of did a rough count myself on the app that I use, which isn't ideal. Then I went to Acast, where they're nicely numbered, which is nice of them. And I found out that this show here that I've done, this one here, this piece by Andy, is number 205, if you can actually believe that, from when I started back in January. And it really seems nothing short of mental that there's that much of a body of work already. The listenership, which at some stage I'd like to tell you, but we don't tend to throw out numbers a whole lot, but let's just say it's kind of humblingly large, let's put it that way. It's tremendous to see how many people are interacting with this. And there's a lovely synchronicity that this first piece that I did was by Andy about Adam Lallana, Renaissance man, I recall. And here we are now in 205. Of course, it would have been a little bit better if I'd had a clue that we're even close to 200 and I could have built up to do it and make a little bit of a fuss about it at the start, but I honestly didn't realize. And I'd like to, like I've done already this week once, repeat the very sincere thanks to the people who are listening and making this a thing that can continue to exist and hopefully go from strength to strength in the future. And it's also, like I say, particularly pleasing that it was Andy's one, because that's a nice kind of a landmark to go from 1 to 205 and just have a little random check. And there's Andy again with his lovely transfer window pain pun in his headline. God bless him. So again, thanks for listening, folks. Continue to do so. Spread the word. I appreciate the hell out of you. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.